Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 36.
Good morning and welcome to this Earth Sciences lecture. We've been looking recently at such phenomena as earthquakes, tsunami, volcanic eruptions and other natural occurrences. Today we're going to look at a lesser known feature of the Earth, which is known as the supervolcano. As the name implies, this is a volcano of a much larger size than what we normally imagine a volcano to be. The term supervolcano has no specifically defined scientific meaning. It is used to refer to volcanoes that have generated Earth's largest volcanic eruptions. As such, a supervolcano would be one that has produced an exceedingly large, catastrophic, explosive eruption and a giant caldera. A caldera being the gigantic crater that the eruption creates. Whereas normal volcano craters are measured in the hundreds of meters, a caldera can easily be as large as 40 or 50 miles wide. Around the world, there are several volcanic areas that can be considered supervolcanoes, such as Long Valley in eastern California, Toba in Indonesia, and Lake Taupo in New Zealand. There are also other large calderas in Japan, Indonesia, Scotland, and Alaska. Not all the calderas are active, though. Normal volcanoes are formed by a column of magma rising from deep within the earth, erupting on the surface and hardening in layers down the sides. This forms the familiar cone-shaped mountain we associate with volcanoes. Supervolcanoes, however, begin life when magma rises from the earth's mantle to create a boiling reservoir in the earth's crust. This chamber increases to an enormous size, building up colossal pressure until it finally erupts. An explosion like this could send ash, dust, and sulfur dioxide into the atmosphere, reflecting the sun's rays and creating a cold wave lasting several years. Crops in many areas would fail, and many species of animals and plants, including humans, would face extinction. The most recent caldera-forming eruption in the US was about 650,000 years ago in the northeast United States. During that eruption, ground-hugging flows of hot volcanic ash, pumice, and gases swept across an area of more than 3,000 square miles. The eruption also shot a column of volcanic ash and gases high into the Earth's stratosphere. This volcanic cloud circled the globe many times and affected the Earth's climate by reducing the intensity of solar radiation reaching the lower atmosphere and surface. Fine volcanic ash that fell downwind from the eruption site blanketed much of North America. This ash layer is still preserved in deposits as far away as Iowa, where it is a few inches thick, and the Gulf of Mexico, where it is recognizable in drill cores from the sea floor.
You now have some time to look at questions 37 to 40. Now listen to the rest of the lecture and answer questions 37 to 40.
It is little known that lying underneath one of the United States' largest and most picturesque national parks, Yellowstone Park, is one of the largest supervolcanoes in the world. Volcanic activity began in the Yellowstone National Park region about 2 million years ago. Magma rising from deep within the earth has produced three cataclysmic eruptions, more powerful than any in the world's recorded history. The first caldera-forming eruption occurred about 2.1 million years ago. The eruptive blast removed so much magma from its subsurface storage reservoir that the ground above it collapsed into the magma chamber and left a caldera larger than the state of Rhode Island. The huge caldera measured as much as 50 miles long, 40 miles wide, and hundreds of meters deep, extending from outside Yellowstone National Park into the central area of the park. Scientists have revealed that Yellowstone Park has been on a regular eruption cycle of 600,000 years. The last eruption was 640,000 years ago, so the next is overdue. The next eruption could be 2,500 times the size of the 1980 Mount St. Helens eruption. Volcanologists have been tracking the movement of magma under the park and have calculated that in parts of Yellowstone, the ground has risen over 0.7 of a metre this century. This means the magma is rising. Geologists have called for a task force to be set up to consider emergency management in the event of a massive volcanic eruption or super eruption. Experts say such an event would have a colossal impact on a global scale. The fallout from a super eruption could cause a volcanic winter, devastating global agriculture and causing mass starvation. One past super eruption struck at Toba in Sumatra 74,000 years ago, and is thought by some to have driven the human race to the edge of extinction. Science from DNA suggests human numbers could have dropped to about 10,000, probably as a result of the effects of climate change. The volcanic winter resulting from a super eruption could last several years or decades, depending on the scale of an eruption, and according to recent computer models, could cause cooling on a global scale by 5 to 10 degrees Celsius.
That is the end of section 4. You'll now have half a minute to check your answers. That is the end of listening test 10. In the IELTS test, you would now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the listening answer sheet.